This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
Your Honor, the jury has reached a verdict.
Okay.
We find the podcast not funny.
This is a... Thank you so much, Mr. Foreman. You are dismissed.
Can I interest you in a grill?
You don't think the bling in my mouth already be ballin'?
I don't understand what you mean.
You said a grill. Rob a jewelry store and tell him, make me a grill, Nelly.
Okay. Sorry.
Fuck off, man. Get out of the court
All right.
room. Also, this podcast is not supposed to be funny. It's a hobbies and games podcast. Purely just so
you're
we can
really
get
protected by that, aren't you?
Yeah, it's actually not supposed to be funny. It's actually supposed to be about riddles.
We're supposed to be annoying.
Then why do the riddles suck? Because it's supposed to be funny. It's a catch 22. We get them both ways, catching and going. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, the podcast where we take riddles and then we try to solve them. And then we spice them up with some improvised scenes, songs, games, and jokes.
Mm-hmm. I'm Adam Orfi.
I'm JPZ.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. What's been going on in your life?
Hey, well, but real quick. You're going to meet someone. You're meeting someone on the street or someone in an Uber.
Okay.
And they say, you say, I do a podcast. And they say, what's your podcast about? What
I
do you
say? That. I don't say that. I do a podcast.
That, Aaron, I really wish you would. It would be great to tell more people about the show. So let's say that someone says, I heard that you do a podcast.
Okay.
And then you have to say,
yes, so you heard wrong. I'm a doctor of linguistics. Sorry, a doctor of linguine.
I'm a spaghetti chef. So someone comes to you, Aaron, and they say, I heard you do a podcast. What's it about? What do you say?
I say it's me and two other comedians, and we talk about riddles, and we do improv.
Talk about riddles, and we do improv. Okay. Adel, if I say, hey, I heard you do a podcast.
Yep.
Not Magic Tavern. I don't care about that one.
Okay.
Or Siblings Pecular or any of the other shit. What's the podcast you do again?
I care.
Say there's a guy fell into a portal behind a Burger King.
No.
And he has to solve riddles.
That would be a better podcast.
And they never talk about falling into the portal.
Talk about the Burger King thing.
Yeah, we're also behind a Burger King, but you don't see us bragging about it.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is anytime someone like just wants to talk to me and they're like, what do you do? And it eventually comes to the podcast. I start to talk about either of my podcasts or both, and their eyes glaze over, and it's just like, oh, this is a treat.
So I guess that's something that we never really have brought up on the show, is that Adel, Aaron, and I are all in – we're recording this podcast from the magical land of Foon. We stepped into
Flume.
Flume. Yeah. Well, no, Foon.
Do they know that you're a wizard? Have we talked about you being a wizard?
Have I talked about that I'm a wizard from the fourth?
A wizard in the sack.
Yeah, from the fourth realm of Ephesius. The feeling Yelix called me as known.
And I'm a shapeshifter.
We talked
about
an
me
Arnie.
Being a shapeshifter. Has that come up? Then I'm like.
And that, because it's an audio medium, you don't know that Adel's wearing the filthiest pink polo that I've ever seen in my entire life.
And it's
life.
A bit of a long con. You know, we really slow play the fact that we're playing different creatures and characters. But it's a. I'm having fun.
I'm having a great time. I just don't think we ever let the fans kind of know that critical part of the show.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they know now.
Well, I'm glad they know now.
And now they can draw us in a more accurate way.
Jape, someone approaches you and says, you've been served. P.S. I hear you have a podcast. What do you say?
I have a podcast where we do riddles and then we do improv scenes based on those riddles.
Too succinct.
Oh, okay.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what a better – I need a better one. I need a better log line. I need something that makes me proud to say it. How do I be proud about this show? Is that possible?
That's why I always say I audition for TV shows and commercials and rarely get something. That's when people ask what I do for my job.
Would you say, you think it's better to say I audition for things that I rarely get than I have a successful thing?
People don't like when women are successful. Mm-hmm. What world do you think I live in?
I always tell people I died and went to Riddle Hell.
Oh, that's a good way. Mm-hmm. I like that. Can I use that too?
Yeah. There are people I know who we're full-time podcasters. Mm-hmm. We're successful. But I feel like there are people who are always like, are you still doing your little podcasts? I'm like, yeah, it's a huge part of my life. Or they'll be like, what's that gotcha from the Magic Castle? And I'm like,
gotcha from the Magic Castle.
Ask the name or don't pretend you don't know it.
I hope... When I was leaving my job and people were like, oh, what's next for you? I was like, well, I'm going to go spend more time doing my podcast. And they're like, oh, wow, I hope that works out. And I was like, no, it already did. It already did work out. That's why I'm leaving this job. That's why I'm leaving for it.
It already worked out.
It worked out fine.
present tense, my man.
I'm going to keep drowning in auditions until I don't get anything and then keep only talking about that. We went to New York. Did you guys have fun in New York? We haven't talked about that
yet. Had a great time in New York.
Oh, yeah. I don't like it there. New York, we went for like a few days, but the weekend that it was a Saturday that we were there. Yeah. The weather was gorgeous. Like, yeah. Beautiful. Unseasonably warm.
James and I walked around. We walked into a park.
Mm-hmm. It was great. We got to be like outside.
Yeah. Fought some pigeons.
We got to be in that park. No one could. Yeah. We stood in the middle of the park and we said, any of you push us out of this park. Whoever does gets $1,000.
And somebody came over and said, this is a cemetery. We said, I thought it was a Stony Park.
Yeah. We went to Stony Park in New York City.
So many memorials here. Aaron, you and I went and saw Hadestown.
We did on that
Friday. How'd you like it?
Oh, man. It was so good. I tried to not know much going in. I'd only listened to the soundtrack once going into it. And it was so beautiful and so good. I would say especially the end of each act really blew me out of the water.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you watched it while in a pool.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, I'm being blown out of the water.
In a sensory deprivation tank, right? Yeah.
But I've been listening to it a lot since. If you have the opportunity to see it, it is so good. So thank you, Adel, for my birthday gift of taking me. I hadn't seen a Broadway musical in a long time, and it made me really, really happy. And I got a bagel on Saturday, and I sat in Washington Square Park.
Did you meet a bodega cat?
Yeah. It was really nice.
Did you meet a pizza rat?
I would say I used to be obsessed with the idea of moving to New York my entire life. And then the last 10 times I've been, it's completely eaten me alive. Crazy shit happens to me when I go there. Like, my hotel charged me 3 times to stay there this past time. But that Saturday, I was like, oh, yeah, this is why I love New York so much. Every other time, I was like, why is this happening? Why am I in line so long at a Whole Foods?
When I got to my hotel, I got into the elevator to go up into my hotel with two other women that were waiting for the elevator. And there was a man who worked for the hotel in the elevator. And we got in the elevator.
You said two other women.
I'm sorry. So there were two women waiting for the elevator.
Great.
A man who worked for the hotel. And then I.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got into the elevator and something smelled weird. We were all like making a face and he was like, yeah, it's fish. And we're like, what? And he's like, this hotel's above a fish market. We're like, what? And he's like, it only stinks in the elevator. He's like, once you get to your rooms, it's fine. It's something about the ventilation shaft here. He's like, it smells like fish in this elevator. And it did. He was right. And he seemed to know immediately what we were like. Ugh.
So, and you stayed at the Anchovy Ramada?
I didn't.
No, I stayed at the,
Anchovy Ramada.
Here you go.
Let's come on, you can do it. You can do it.
I just love the way you phrase that where you're like if I was like, I was in this park and there was two other dogs there.
Double tree, double holiday.
Okay, what else?
I stayed at the, but with another name.
Who's Old Man Puzzles?
I need to tell you a quick story that I waited to tell you guys on the podcast. It's kind of gross and inappropriate, so skip ahead 2 minutes if you have kids in your car. So Sean and I stayed.
Wait. If you've got kids in your car, do not listen to this show with those kids. You know this. It's episode 91. There's no way that
we have a kid-friendly episode. Pop that on.
Go pop on the kid-friendly episode, you fucking dumb fucking idiot. Why would you listen to this with kids?
Sean and I stayed
kids, in New York. Get your parents' phones. Call DSS.
Casey's
get help.
We stayed an extra day. Mm-hmm. And so on that Sunday night, we tried to go to sleep. Our flight was, we had to be at the airport at like 6 a.m. So we were like,
hell yeah,
we got to get some sleep.
Love an early flight.
For, this is not an exaggeration. This is not hyperbole. For 4 hours from, I would say, 1 to 5 a.m., the couple in the room next to us in the thinnest walls in the world was having sex for 4 hours.
And you stayed at Sting's house?
Yes.
Was your hotel?
Well, we think they were on cocaine, but it was also the craziest, loudest thing I have ever heard in my life, and it did not stop.
Can you give us some snippets?
Walk me through the journey.
I thought that Sean and I were going to go insane.
Was Sean humiliated?
So,
because he can't provide that for you?
No, we were both like, sounds fucking terrible.
You're in a hotel, right?
Yeah.
So,
at some point,
I had that problem on Friday night.
The chafing alone.
On Friday night, there was people like partying all night, and then once they went to bed at like 4, a baby woke up in the room next to us. And from like 4 to 8 a.m, the
making
baby
coffee
was crying. It was more like a toddler. And I called down to the front desk because for a couple of those hours, I was pretty sure that someone left a toddler alone. I was like, there has to be no one else in that room with a toddler. So I was having some hotel problems. And then Sean got there. Saturday night wasn't too bad. We weren't kept up by anything. And then Sunday night, I've never heard anything like it, you guys.
Was there ebbs and flows?
No ebbs and flows.
It was straight up 4 hours.
No, 10 minute break.
Aaron.
What?
Did someone leave a porno on?
No. It was
different enough.
They had machines involved and there was stuff involved.
Was there any words said?
What machines? Wait, why are you going to let that slide? What machines were involved?
I got to see a scene.
Like a fax machine? Was there like a dial-up internet?
I got to see a machine.
It was very, very performative. That's the end of the story.
It was very performative?
Yeah, they were making so many noises.
For an audience of two?
But they were making so many noises and none of it.
My clitoris.
Yeah, and none of it sounded genuine to me.
Oh, my penis feels so great.
Do you think that they could have been shooting a porn?
No, well, I don't know.
In the hotel?
No, because there would still be breaks if.
Not if it's a union show.
I
want
to get to your scene, but Sean, the next morning at the airport, his flight accident, like his ticket accidentally got canceled. So we were in a bad spot. And then Sean looked over at me and his eyes were puffy and he was just like, the woman came 14 times.
His eyes were puffy. Someone out of context would be like, whoa, they're going through a hard time.
Oh, Adam wants to see a scene.
Do you actually have a scene to see? I thought you were saying I want to see a machine.
I did eventually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, so Japes and I are a couple having sex, and we're about 2.5 hours in, and one of his introduces a machine into the equation.
Great.
One of us does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Doingus.
Yes.
Slappy-dabby-dabby. Yeah. Yikes, Mike.
Hey, and just so you know, I'm a Kanye West you.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to Kanye West you.
You're going to let me finish?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was going to say. You stole my joke.
Well, I don't.
You stole my joke.
You know you had it in your head.
That's the only other thing that Kanye. You're going to make my great again? I don't know what else you're going to do. You're going to Kanye West me.
I'm going to drop out of your college.
You're going to Kim my Kardashian, I guess.
See your hands at the concert.
Sorry, I should introduce.
This. Who is this?
This is an android.
Oh.
My name's Jenna Machine. And I'm here to help with the sex.
Talk about a beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Cut you.
So as we're continuing to fight.
Jesus Christ.
She's gonna
mow the lawn?
Mm-hmm. Isn't it sexy to get the chores done while we're fucking?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. She's doing vertical stripes. That's not really.
The lawn look fat.
Seed.
That's funny.
Did I tell you guys about my experience in the airport in Cancun?
No, I can't wait.
This was when I was coming back from my trip to Mexico.
I like that you stop in Cancun to get to Mexico.
Yes. You know,
fuck this place. To Mexico.
In airports, there's a lot of airports that I'm familiar with, especially, I guess, in the U.S. There's like a lot of security. Like, especially every time I go to O'Hare, there's like cops everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're in the airport in Cancun. The line is humongous. We're running late for our flight. And I'm at the little kiosk trying to like print off our boarding passes because for some reason, my name is John Patrick, and some reason that never lets me check in for flights because it's like, oh, your name is different from what's on your passport because of the fucking middle name. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so we're trying to check in at the kiosk to get our boarding passes, and there are two airport employees. I think they must work at like a rent-a-car company who are like, their friends are kind of like holding them back, or their other employees are holding them back because these guys are going to come to blows. And then one of them sucker punches the other one in the face and his face starts bleeding.
No.
And then everyone lets them go. And then they are just two grown men having a, not just like a, you know how when you see like grown men fight, I'm not sure if you've seen grown men
not
fight.
Really.
They like grapple. There's lots of grappling. This isn't that. This is two men, like amateur boxers, trying to punch each other in the head. And they're like 4 feet from us, like making a wide arc because they're punching each other. And I, like Mariah's trying to watch my back while I'm like typing into the kiosk because I don't want to get like hit what you know by a stray punch in this fight, and no one is stopping them. Like no security in the airport. There's no security. There's people that like work for the airlines that are just like kind of watching. Like no one's making a move to stop this in any way. And then finally, like tourists come and like pull these guys off of each other, and both of them are like bleeding from their faces.
This is the rent-a-car people.
These are. I think that I don't know what.
How is hurt spelled? Because they could be in the right.
you will hurt.
It was wild, and no one was commenting on it. Like everyone was just like, yeah, that's good.
Every time I've seen like adults fight where it's like sad, it's like they always there's a lot of like open arms, like what's up, like what are you gonna do, are you gonna do, and in their heads you can tell they're both like this is gonna be so cool. And then they go to punch and they like miss and they fall down. And then it is just like all grappling where it's all like 4 minutes of just like, this is the saddest fucking thing. And then eventually somebody breaks it up.
If you don't fight, you don't know how to fight.
Everybody watches movies and they're like, I know how to fight. This is going to be amazing. And then they just get embarrassed.
You know, when you can tell in someone's voice that they're about to cry.
Yeah.
I feel like that all real fights, when people are doing that, they're like, what? What
are you gonna do?
Oh yeah, you fucking tough guy. And you're like, you need a hug from your mom yesterday.
There's nothing more embarrassing than being like a grown man fighting another like two men fighting in public. It's like guys, like what are you are setting, everyone has this expectation for you and you are reinforcing that expectation. Like two men just punching each other in the head. It's like, fuck man, grow up.
Speaking of growing up, let's do some riddles.
Fun.
Yeah, that's what I would call growing up.
So what used to be young man riddles is now old man puzzles.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
That's Japes today. And so, what do we have in store?
So this is very cool. So a student of mine at IO, at the end of our session of level 3, so it's like, you know, 8 weeks of class, they said that they love the podcast. And then they gave me this riddle book.
Did they want their first name to be said?
Their name is Evan, so I don't know if they want their last name to be said.
How'd they do in class?
Well, they had me as a teacher, so they were fighting an uphill battle.
Is Evan familiar with any of my improv teams, or like, did he like love my Herald team?
I asked Evan if he knew Erin Keefe, and he said, we would know her if she ever got cast in something. Those were his words.
I'm going to mow the lawn, you guys.
And then I was like, are you maybe familiar with Adol Rafai? And he said, oh, yeah, Cunt the Badger, big fan. No, but Evan gave me this riddle book. And so the theme of this riddle book is medieval puzzles.
Ooh.
Some of the...
I want that you know that piano sound? Just medieval sounds here.
The medieval piano
you
sound?
You know, like the...
Sir, I'm going to play the medieval pianoforte. There is a castle in the sky.
That's the only thing we know. The only thing we know collectively is Les Mis. Okay, cool. So yeah, these are kind of medieval themed riddles.
Love it.
This first, and some of these are like visual math riddles that I was like, oh, check these out.
No thanks.
We're not going to do this.
Your favorite thing though.
Maybe one of these days I'll like photocopy some of them and then make you guys do the visual math riddles.
Oh, you want when you want Adol to quit?
Yeah. I think it would be funny because for every math riddle, the answer is so unsatisfying because you have a bunch of numbers and it's like, the answer is 17. And you're like, who fucking cares?
We're going to start another podcast called Hey Homework Homework.
Yeah, Hey Homework.
Just fucking stress dreams.
What if we did start a podcast that was just us doing kids' homework for them?
That should be a Patreon tier. We'll just do your homework.
Yeah, so when we yell...
Or seduce your teachers.
When I yelled at you for having your kids listen earlier, bring them back. back. Tell them we're going to do their homework.
In all sincerity, email us your homework, hrrpodcast@gmail.com. We will do it on air.
I'll do someone's homework.
I'll seduce your teacher.
And I'll eat your fucking lunch.
Your teachers will not listen to this, and I will say this right now. If you are in high school or college and you have to write an essay, I will write it for you for $100.
I'll do it.
He's
for,
not kidding.
I'll do it for $99. I'll do it for $99.
That's a good deal. I can't go any lower.
I will seduce your teacher to give you an A. I can't stress this enough. I will seduce your teachers.
So
I don't care age. I don't care gender. I'll seduce your motherfucking teachers.
Aaron will seduce your teachers for what? Were you going to put a price on
for
it?
For free.
I'll confront your bullies.
And then Adele and I will haggle over writing papers for you. I would love for that to be my job.
Japes and I will write your papers one sentence at a time, oscillating who writes the sentence.
Probably be good at that.
Did you guys ever have Turnitin.com growing up?
No.
Aaron and I, men of a certain age, had it. It was basically a website where you would submit any paper that you wrote, and then anyone else in the country or whatever who had submitted a paper, it would see if it was like plagiarized against something else that had been a thing. So I had a cousin who went to a small school in the country, and they definitely never had anything on Turnitin.com. So I just plagiarized a whole paper from them and put it in, and I went on Turnitin.com and passed. And I was like, I cheated all the time in high school. But it was very funny because I'm like, yeah, you built a fucking foolproof system. It was so easy. So easy for me to cheat your system.
Your cousin went to Farm U.
I also there was a kid. One of the funniest experiences from my high school was in theater class. It was theater class. Mm-hmm. This is not a hard class to pass. We had an assignment to write a 6-page something, like an essay. And it was, I think it was like a very open-ended, you can do anything. Anyway, he chose to write his paper on Blade Runner for some reason. But he just plagiarized an essay on Blade Runner directly from the internet, but the essay wasn't long enough, so he just copied and pasted it again. So it was like 4 pages, and he copied and pasted it again, and our teacher read it and then brought it, because no one expected our teacher to read these, and then he brought it into our class that we all had together, and it had a big red F on it, and it just said plagiarism, and then he slapped it down on the table, and he's like, you're a plagiarist. I'm not going to turn you in, but you should be ashamed of yourself if you get an F on this paper. And then the rest of us instantly scoured through this paper. We're like, man, what were you thinking? It wasn't even spaced right. It was like 3 big spaces and then the copy and paste right back. And we were like, dude, you fucked up so bad. He's like, yeah, I don't know.
Plagiarism.
I plagiarized it.
I've definitely had to type up like a 4-page report and it was 3 pages and then just like highlight and change the font size.
Yeah, font, one bigger, margins a little smaller. Okay, so this is your riddle. The title of this riddle is Barcelona. And there's some quotes in this, so I'm going to read this in character. Oh, this won't do. This won't do at all. The sinistral to the Count of Barcelona was a small, nervous man, and he was clearly flustered. What is the matter? The sinistral's assistant, well used to his master's moods, managed to keep his voice patient, but he could not inject any concern. The Count is having a small personal dinner engagement tonight. Everything must be perfect, and protocol is so variable. Well, who is attending? Asked the assistant. It cannot be that troublesome. Oh, my! The Count is expecting his father's brother-in-law, his father's father-in-law, his father-in-law's brother, and his brother-in-law's father. So there will be 5, said the assistant. Even allowing for niceties of status, that doesn't seem so stern. Oh, no, that is not at all correct, said the sinistral, fanning himself. That would be fine, but that is the very most people that it could be. The Count is expecting the very least. Question. The assistant peered at him suspiciously. How many is that?
1, 2.
The least would be nobody.
No, it's...
What's this puzzle?
Wait, can you read the father-in-law, that shit? I need a paper.
Okay.
Does anyone have a piece of paper? Do we need to write this down?
Does anyone listening have a piece of paper?
Well, we all know that...
If you have a piece of paper that Aaron can borrow, email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. There's note cards over in the corner over there.
So we all know that royal families often have deep, deep incest.
Pockets.
All those robes.
Uh-huh. So, okay, the Count is expecting his father's brother-in-law.
His father's brother-in-law.
His brother's father-in-law.
His brother's father-in-law.
His father-in-law's brother.
Brothers.
His father-in-law's brother.
And his brother-in-law's father.
What's the third one?
Okay.
Father's brother-in-law, brother's father-in-law.
Father-in-law's brother and brother-in-law's father.
Are they expecting Pauly Shore's hit son-in-law?
Brother-in-law's
no,
father.
No, they're expecting the chairman of the board. Is that Pauly Shore? Ah, damn it. They're expecting, and this is all taking place in the Biodome.
The Bayou Dome in New Orleans?
Bobby Boucher in the Bayou Dome.
Welcome to the Bayou Dome.
The Mud Dogs won the Bayou Dome. It's awful.
Father, I mean, so some of these could be the same people, right?
Well, yes. Yeah, so he said, who is attending? And he said five. And he said five would be the most it could be, mm-hmm. but he's expecting the very least.
Brother's father-in-law.
So are they all the same people? It'd be two. Be the countess and or the count and just one person who fulfills all those roles.
So I think the count is there, and then
well, it's the count's party, right?
Yeah, this is the party. Yes, it's a small personal dinner engagement tonight. Everything must be perfect, and protocol is so variable. And then it's the father's brother-in-law, the brother's father-in-law, his father-in-law's brother, and his brother-in-law's father.
Three, two,
one.
No, it's three.
Blast off.
It's three.
It's three? Aaron, finally, it's okay. So since I'm not going to let you guys just keep guessing numbers, so I'm going to have to get final answers on this one, and then I'll tell you if you're right. Aaron,
two.
Your final answer is two?
Yeah.
Why is it two? Show your work. Aaron's showing me a note card.
It's this little chart, and I know this won't make sense to anyone but me.
Okay, that does not make sense. Well, Aaron is showing me an L and five dots. It looks like hieroglyphics. That doesn't make sense. What's your reason? Explain yourself.
Because they can be the same person.
Yes, they can be the same person.
So your father, my father's brother-in-law, can be my brother-in-law's father.
Yes.
And my father-in-law, and my father-in-law's brother.
Uh-huh. So do you want to revise your answer?
It's not one.
Why?
Is it? Maybe it's one. Maybe it's one, because I guess he could be the brother's father-in-law.
Adel?
So it's one meaning the, what was it, a count?
It's just the count.
The count is all those things to himself?
Just one man. The family tree is naughty and assumes marriage between cousins is not forbidden.
That's what I said.
Yeah. So when you, So when you marry your cousin, you really win twice because you get to be all your own father's brother-in-law. You get to be your brother's father-in-law.
Keep your last name.
You get to keep your last name. You get to fuck your cousin. You finally
can I
get
see
to fuck
a
your
scene?
Cousin. That's the number one search on Pornhub.
Ew. Adel and JPC.
Wait, don't say ooh, Aaron, because not an hour ago, you said that you would want to fuck every one of your cousins.
Well... That was when I...
Have any one of you ever...
Guys, I messed up from hearing those people have sex. can I see a scene?
Yes.
Yeah.
You two are cousins, finally. And you're at the family reunion, and you're about to just, like, you're doing your speech announcing that you two are in love and you're going to get married, and you're just trying to, like, let everyone down easy, okay?
We're doing our speech! Okay, got it.
Sorry, can we have everyone's attention?
Watermelon.
Grandma, can you drop your watermelon?
Watermelon.
Everybody's. Grandma, drop your watermelons.
But I'm eating my watermelons
Uncle
and
Jim,
rutabagas.
Put your rutabagas down. We have an announcement to make.
We have a big announcement to mention.
We have an announcement to mention.
Josh and I, why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this?
Are you two fighting? Please don't fight at my house.
It's an F word. We're
family.
F-ing. We're family. And we're also one other F word. Grandma, do you want
to
guess?
Are you about to sing happy birthday to me?
Is it your birthday?
It is.
Today? Okay. I guess. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Grandma.
What's my name?
Your name.
It rhymes with Christmas, but I've never quite heard what it is. I know it rhymes with Christmas.
Grandma Bliss Piss.
Bliss Piss. Grandma Bliss Piss?
Grandma Swiss Miss.
Grandma Swiss Miss. Hot chocolate.
Yes.
That's why we call
you're
you
always
hot
eating
chocolate.
Hot.
That's where the family fortune comes from.
We have an announcement to make.
We're a hot chocolate family, and don't forget it. If I see any of you drinking cold chocolate, I'll hit you over the head.
Drinking cold chocolate.
Well, Nesquik.
Jeff and I wanted to mention in front of everyone that we have decided that We were not satisfied with being merely cousins.
Business partners.
But in a sense.
Yes.
And the business is sex.
Is sex.
I don't want hold you on, creating hold on, a hold sexual on. Business.
We're not going into the sex business. But business is booming. Jeff and I are sexually together.
Mm-hmm.
We're not selling it. We're
flaunting it.
Flaunting it.
You're not going to ruin the Swiss Miss name. We only marry siblings in this family.
We love our sisters and we'll continue to fuck them.
No siblings belong with siblings. Fun.
You don't want to keep doing that, Adam?
No.
Got it too real, huh? okay. This one's called A Wise Man's Bluff.
Ooh.
By the way, I love riddles with titles. It's one of my favorite things. A Wise Man's Bluff.
Adel, what do you like?
Yeah, you never tell us what you like.
Mm-hmm. I like the sound of rain.
Whiskers on kittens. Break off or get them. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Cough drop flavored donuts. What else?
Cough drop flavored donuts.
Donut flavored cough drops.
The entire Honda sedan line.
That's Accord, mm-hmm. Camry.
Yeah. I like telling people I watch Bloodlines, but I never did. Mm-hmm. What else? I like Dean Koontz.
okay.
I like gluten-free pistachio donuts from Stan's and living in my head, but no one asked me.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I got to take some time to recover from that. We're going to hear all about a wise man's bluff right after we hear a word from some of our sporncolps.
And James, that's Patrick, that's the new Rothfuss book.
Yeah.
Wise Man Bluff.
Wise Man's the new Patrick Rothfuss book is actually called The Wise Man's Buff. So it's all about a naked man running through wizard school. We'll be right back after the messages.
GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Whoa. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. And I love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't be
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com.
Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one fun website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, just, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's well, right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret. Do whatever you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay? Burpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to it. I don't necessarily know.
Looks
that
like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's
wrong?
Going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, it's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, his De Niro impression coming up in the ad read. Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions, feeling all emotive?
Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime, and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy is all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Lords and ladies, please,
ding,
your
ding,
attention,
ding,
please.
Ding, 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 ding.
The year is 1213, and I will now play the piano. Of course, we have a Steinway here, which is not ideal, but we'll make it work.
And how much does a Steinway?
Oh, about 90 stone.
That's a big, big glass of beer.
I was walking over bodies in the street. Did I miss any puns?
No, not to speak of. Oi, can we get some more riddles?
Yes, good man. Yes, good man. We'll do another riddle for the what are those called?
Peasants.
Yes, peasants. Oh, Shakespearean times. Sort of the
who?
Well, come on, man. Fucking meet me halfway, my brother. What do they call the people who stood?
Groundlings.
The groundlings. Yes.
Oh, you're talking about the L.A. Comedy Club.
No.
Will Ferrell.
No, that's Sunday's sketch.
Christian Wiig.
What is it? The Sunday Company? Yes. All right, anyway. A wise man's bluff. Ancient legend dictated that unless the Lord retained a certain number of as advisors, the town would suffer disaster. Unfortunately, that number was clouded in vague language, and the wise men invariably disagreed with one another on every single topic under the sun. Simply greeting them with good morning would lead to hours of impassioned argument, asking them to agree on how many of their own number could be safely retired was utterly absurd. The legend insisted that the wise you must keep around you at all times. Without them, famine and pestilence will descend. They shall guard you by seeing all eventualities in all...
Wait, what's up now? The wise
you must keep around you at all times. Without them, famine and pestilence will descend. They shall guard you by seeing all eventualities and all manners of observation. Thus, let there always be 7 blind of both eyes to see where sight cannot. 2 blind of one eye to see in light and shadow. 4 with sight.
2 blind of one.
Yes, 2 blind of one eye to see in light and shadow. 4 with sight in both eyes to clearly perceive danger, and 9 that see with one eye for the sake of clarity. What is the smallest number of wise men?
Another one of these fucking things. 2, 1, 1.
The requirement.
1, and he has 50 fucking eyes.
Can you read the numbers again?
Yes, so.
It's a wise 50 eyes.
All right. Thus, let there always be 7 blind of both eyes to see where sight cannot, 2 blind of one eye to see in light and shadow, 4 with sight in both eyes to clearly perceive danger, and 9 that see with one eye for the sake of clarity.
I mean, anyone who sees with 2 eyes also sees with one eye.
16.
Ooh.
16.
The eyes have it.
Aaron, you are absolutely right. And so, Adel, by the same token, you are absolutely right. Because you were both on the right track. Being blind of one eye does not preclude the other. You just need the totally blind people and the people that see. 16 wise men in total. According to the prophecy, you need 7 who are blind and 9 that see with one eye. But there's no requirement that one eye preclude the other. So the 2 who are blind in one eye and the 4 that see with both eyes can both be included among that initial.
So speaking, who are we bumping? Who are the people we're bumping, the wise men we're getting out of there?
So you got to get 6. So you're 16 out of there. So you're basically... I really hope that we have good social programs in place because you are, I think, kicking some one-eyed people out of a job.
And speaking of one-eyed people, I want to see a scene.
Oh,
the two of you are two wise people in an ancient kingdom, and you're trying to vie for the top spot. The king can only keep one of you, and you're trying to show your prowess.
Idiot says what? Idiot says what?
And you said it again, my king. She said it twice. She said it twice.
Well, let's not be so hasty. Continue your battle of wits.
Okay. So.
Wait, I have a knock-knock joke for you. You start.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Gopher.
Well played.
No.
Well played.
I can reroute this.
Damn, son, she put you on the spot.
Gopher.
Go for what?
Go for Mark.
Is your name Mark?
No, sir.
But mine is a point from
it's
you.
It's Kyle. Okay, so we're both
even. Let me take my abacus here and da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, you know, that was you did get one over on me. You got one over on me, and I feel like a little bit of a fool. I would like to I would like to offer to you, and as a gift to ease the tension, some updog.
Say it.
Would you like some updog?
Say it.
I don't care for updog.
Ooh.
But what's up with you?
Man.
One of us is the Joker at the end of this, and one of us is the wise man.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Joker won an Oscar, so the wise man won.
I had something fun to say.
Oh, yes, my liege?
Mamma mia, fuck you. That's an abacus.
And here's an abacus.
Do they?
Ooh, see that girl?
You, what's your name?
Mark.
What's up, Mark? You shall be my new...
What's up, Doc?
You shall be my new representation.
Not much, motherfucker.
Huh?
Huh?
See?
I won!
This one is called Alcuin. Alcuin, the abbot of Monmouth Abbey, was greatly...
Hold on. Mm-hmm. What's that phrase?
Alcuin, the abbot of Monmouthier?
Just say Baltimore.
Baltimore. Alcuin, the abbot of Baltimore Abbey, was greatly fond of intellectual challenges and had become known far and wide as a fierce scholar and teacher. One afternoon, he called his students into his office and indicated to them 5 numbered sacks, which he informed them held grain. 5 sacks.
I'm going to beat your student with a sack of rice.
Baltimore, your ass down with the rice. Pay attention, he said. Each of these sacks contains a different amount of grain. Taken together, 1 and 2 weigh 12 pounds.
Is this going to be how many limit, like, what's the fewest amount of fucking sacks?
Similarly, 2 and 3 together weigh 13.5 pounds. Numbers 3 and 4 weigh 11.5 pounds. And the last 2 sacks, 4 and 5, collectively weigh just 8 pounds. Finally, it will be useful to know that sacks 1, 3, and 5, all together, weigh 16 pounds. What is the weight of each sack?
Oh, this sucks.
Adel did not write anything down.
I'll do it. I'm just going to have to be quiet. I can't make jokes or talk while I figure this out.
Okay, so Adel, once again, Aaron is doing all of the work,
mm-hmm.
and you are here to make jokes.
something Goldman Sachs.
Okay, that's interesting. What else do you have on that?
How many sacks? Well, Lawrence Taylor probably weighed like 235, sack king of the NFL.
He's sack king of the NFL.
Famously in Any Given Sunday.
What else?
Sack. Sacks be nimble, sacks be quick.
What about weight? Weight as a what is the weight of each sack?
Wait, don't sack me. What else?
Dude, wait, don't sack me would be great. Okay,
that's a quarterback.
Okay, Adel.
wait, don't sack me.
We're going to see a scene. This is NPR's Wait, Don't Sack Me.
Welcome to another episode of Wait, Don't Sack Me. The show where I vie for my job.
Hey, 42, blue.
Please don't do this. They're gonna sack me.
42,
please. I have to generate good content. Please,
same.
Please, Jay Cutler.
Right. So 4 has to be less than 7. A 3 is something 0.5.
4 is always less than 7.
Wait.
Don't sack me.
Sack number 4 has to weigh less than 7 pounds.
Yes. But you said 3 is 3.5?
No, 3 is something 0.5.
No. 3 is not. 3 is the only one that's
two
not
0.5. The rest have 0.5 in it? Even 1 and 5?
Even 1 and 5. Even 1. Mm-hmm. Even 1 and 5.
Okay, well then...
what are in these sacks?
Then 4 has to be 6.5. 4 has to be 6.5. 3 is the only whole number.
3 is the only whole number, yes. So I'll go over this one more time just for everyone at home to fucking blow their minds.
Out.
Each of these sacks contains a different amount of grain. Taken together, 1 and 2 weigh 12 pounds. So there is a 0.5 in each one of those. 2 and 3 weigh 13.5 pounds. 3 and 4 weigh 11.5 pounds. And 4 and 5 weigh just 8 pounds. And if you do 1, 3, and 5 together, that's 16 pounds, baby.
So medieval riddles are just fucking math equations?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the medieval aspect of this was some stuff that you made me change to Baltimore. So this is just a Baltimore riddle.
I stand
riddle
by that.
This is a Baltimore Orioles sack riddle. So yeah, actually, this is just a riddle of sacks weighing different things. That's all this is.
Aaron's beautiful minding it over here.
Aaron is beautiful.
I feel like I'm being so dumb right now and not doing an easy way of going about this. I'm just using I'm using my like scattered part of my brain to figure this out. I just need a few more minutes. I really want to get this though. So continue to make content, and I'll be over here.
Okay. Do you want me to give you? This is.
Wait, I think I'm close to something.
Okay.
Just give me one second.
Okay. Well, Aaron.
Stop talking to Aaron.
I'm not talking to Aaron.
She can only do one thing at a time.
She's close to something. And so we're gonna just let her pass. All right, Adel, and while Aaron is doing that,
yeah.
I'm gonna give you.
Oh, interview?
No, I'm gonna give you. You are so fond of changing these riddles. So it's Alcuin, the abbot of Marmithier Abbey. So now I want you to modernize that. So abbot, that's kind of an old-timey thing. Marmithier Abbey is kind of an old-timey thing. So what is this person's name? Can't be Alcuin anymore.
Okay, it's not Alcuin. It's Al Bundy.
Uh-huh.
It's not an abbot. It's a Costello.
Oh, no. Well, so Marmithier Abbey?
Marmithier? How's that spelled?
M-A-R-M-O-U-T-I. Metroid, gotcha.
Al Bundy, Metroid of Costello.
Well, but it's Marmithier Abbey.
Okay.
But so what is Abbey replaced with?
Abby, who's the other one in Broad City? There's Ilana.
Ilana?
Mm-hmm.
So this would be Al Bundy,
mm-hmm.
the...
Metroid?
No, the abbot. What's abbot?
Costello.
Oh, Al Bundy, the Costello of Metroid Ilana. Very nice. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's way more modern, and that's something that the kids can understand. Aaron?
I have a question.
Oh, no.
Are any of them weigh the same amount?
No, they do. They do not weigh the same amount.
None of them do.
No.
Is 3 9 pounds? Okay. All right.
All right.
Back in your work closet.
I have another guess.
Right, here we go.
Okay.
You want to give me another hint?
No, please. No, I don't want to give you another hint.
Yeah, give me one more.
I don't know how to give a hint here. I can just, well.
No,
Here, you won't. I would like to tell you how to answer this question.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So here's how to answer. Considered together, each of the sacks is weighed twice, except number 3. Which is weighed 3 times. Add all the totals together and subtract twice the weight of 1 and 2 combined, and also twice the weight of 4 and 5 combined, and you'll get 21, which is 3 times the weight of 3.
And it's also blackjack.
7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Then give me a second. I'm going to figure out the rest.
From there, you can easily substitute to find the values. So yes, the weight
I've run out of paper.
The weight of 3 is 7, and now Aaron is going to run back and get more paper. Let's see. Alcuin, the abbot of Marmithier Abbey, was greatly fond of intellectual challenges and had been known far and wide as a fierce scholar and teacher. When you are known far and wide, what do you think that people will know you as? A fierce scholar and teacher.
I'm going to be a fierce shitter.
Buddy, we got to talk
baby
about
baby shitter.
That. We got to talk about how you're a fierce shitter. That's not a compliment. Doctors say you got maybe 3 shits left. You got to calm down.
You have 3 shits to live. What?
You're like Eddie Murphy with the leaves falling from the tree.
I only have so many words. Uh-huh. And then I have to die.
And then you have to shit.
Japes, do you consider yourself, now that you quit your job, do you consider yourself a content creator?
Oh boy, yeah.
We gotta start using that. We gotta start tossing that label around.
I don't think I can consider myself a content creator until I'm a contestant on a 90-day fiance. What's that show that you, Love is Blind? Oh, every time that there's any like Love Island, Love is Blind, any reality
it's
show.
It's people who want more followers.
Well, but it's
they
also
be
like
an influencer.
Yeah, they're like their job is influencer, content creator, marketing manager, sales manager.
Can I start calling you a content creator?
I'd say that is true. I'm very content with the creations that I make.
But instead of saying it, I'll write it down.
Late one night.
I was working in my tent.
All right, like maybe this is right.
What do you call yourself? Do you call yourself a podcaster?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Three, or I'll start one. One equals 5.5, 2 equals 6.5, 3 equals 7, 4 equals 4.5, 5 equals 3.5.
All wrong is what I would say if it was opposite day. Aaron, you got them all exactly correct.
Can you go over how to do that again? I'm so sorry that I didn't know how to do that.
So consider together, each of the sacks is weighed twice, except 3, which is weighed 3 times.
Yeah.
So add all the totals together and subtract twice the weight of 1 and 2. Combined, and twice the weight of 4 and 5 combined, and you'll get 21, which is 3 times the weight of 3.
I can't express enough.
I had the thought to, I did add them all together, and then it unraveled.
I would never have thought of how to do that, but hearing the explanation of it makes me think, yes, that is how you would do that. And Adel, what do you have to say for yourself?
Oh, moments ago I was saying I can't express enough how stressful these riddles are.
No, I actually truly like these.
Truly, anytime you're reading and you start tossing out, like, you know, box number 1 had 42 centimeters, is just like my brain glosses over and my eyes roll back in my head.
The last riddle, that last riddle that I read, we were still in the preamble. We hadn't even gotten to the riddle part. And Adel goes, huh? Wait,
you were like, Algonquin de Bongum of Merkermorn Binkabomp.
What is this, a Swedish chef? All right, I promise you, Adel, I promise you this one's different. I promise you you'll like this one a little bit better. I also promise you right now, and I will promise this. I didn't read this ahead of time.
I'm ready.
This one's called Three Boatmen. The master of a small marina on St. Mark's Basin in Venice found himself faced with a particularly trying problem. Some equipment had been stolen, and the witnesses all disagreed vehemently with each other. One of the men was telling the truth, but the boatmaster could not tell which one it was. Stripped of all the hand waving.
You go take the boat and you say, we're going to tear this boat in half. And mm-hmm. Each person gets a half of the boat. And whoever goes, no.
Take my half.
Take my baby.
Stripped of all the hand waving and flowery insults. Well, let's hear some flowery insults.
Ooh, that tulip is fucking ugly.
A rose by any other name is fuck you.
Danny's
more like, I'm going to pee on you because you're boring.
Look at the stems on this one.
Sunflower, it looks like you haven't seen the sun in so long. You pale.
Fauna, more like Yana.
Tulips, more like fat lips. Kablam.
Kablam. Stripped of all the hand-waving and flowery insults, the three boatmen's claims could be summarized as follows. Artigio, that's his name. Minizzi is lying.
When I hear medieval, I have to say, I think of England. Every riddle you said has been French, Italian, or Spanish.
They had the Renaissance too, my guy.
I know, but medieval.
Open your fucking mind, my man. They had horses in all of France.
Okay.
Riccio. Minizzi is lying.
Okay, I got to hear it. Oh, you're doing it.
How far up the egg do the France go?
Episode title. Riccio.
Riccio.
Minizzi is lying. Benizzi. Sipola is lying.
I hate this.
Sipola. The other two men are both lying.
His name is Syphilis?
His name is Syphilis.
Singular.
Question. Which one should the boatmaster trust? The boatmaster. They call him the boatmaster.
He should... two of them he can't trust. Two of them are bad and one is good?
So...
Doctor was the boatman?
The witnesses all disagreed vehemently with each other. One of the men was telling the truth, but the boatmaster could not tell which one it was. So one man's telling the truth, two men are lying.
Can you read what they said again, sans accent?
So man number one says, man number two is lying.
Great.
Man number two says, man number three is lying.
Great.
Man number three says, one and two are both lying, and one's telling the truth.
Is this like the let's make a deal riddle?
It kind of is like that, but there are three people.
He says they're both not telling the truth.
He says the other two men are both lying.
Okay. Cool.
Yes. Number three, Sipola.
B.
Benizzi. Oh, their names are Riccio, Benizzi, Sipola. ABC. Huh, look at that. Why do you think B?
Give me a sec.
Okay.
Always
B is saying that Sipola is lying, and Sipola is the one who's saying the other two men are both lying.
I want to see a scene.
Oh, because then he would say, that's not possible.
Can anybody hear me?
Because B is my answer.
Aaron's answer is B. And Adel, you want to see a scene?
I just realized I'm locked in a coffin. I died, and this is my hell.
Participate!
Locked in a coffin.
Be like me and go into this horrible place unless you...
if you were dead in a coffin, you'd be like, oh man, is this thing locked? Oh, somebody locked this coffin.
Why? Weird.
Why would anyone lock a coffin?
Just in case.
I mean, the only reason to lock a coffin is if you think I might not be dead.
Exactly.
No, hey.
Someone thought he might be dead. Not be dead. Lock the coffin.
No, we thought you might be giants.
Well, I have a question about the coffins. Are they locked from the inside or the outside? Because locked from the inside, your loved ones don't want someone robbing your grave.
Mm.
You have to give them permission to get in. Locked from the outside, what the fuck are we doing here?
How do you lock the coffin from the inside, though?
Hey, Anthony's an asshole, right? I think I'm done with him.
You put a key.
Okay.
Right?
I think so. I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I want to see several scenes. Let's see a scene to go off the riddle. I want to see a scene. Aaron and I are on a cruise.
Love it.
Japes, you're the sort of boatmaster, as it were, cruise master.
Love it.
And we find out that you've been lying to us this whole time. Excuse me, Captain.
Oh, those are nice pitchforks.
Excuse me, Captain Fun. And we're saying that in quotation marks.
Captain Party Fun.
Please.
You said that's your name?
Call me Party.
If you're the captain, why are you mopping the floors?
Well, a good general has to be intimately involved in all operations of his gender quit.
My wife and I,
I'm his wife.
Thank you.
That's my husband.
Okay.
My wife and I took pictures of the cruise boat. We've sent it to some friends, and they have gotten back to us, letting us know that this is a garage.
They told us that this is a garage.
No. In Pasadena?
This is a garage band. Cruise.
Okay.
A garage band themed cruise ship.
If we are in a garage, then how do I still have seasickness?
Well, you've been taking your Dramamine, correct?
Dramamine.
You've been listening to Modest Mouse?
My Dramamine.
Dramamine?
I never take my Dramamine because I like to keep the drama.
Well, if you don't like your Dramamine, then maybe you'd like your Drama Suite.
Yell at him, honey.
Huh?
Yell at him.
Fuck you, man.
What? Okay, hold on now. Hold
fight.
On. No, no, no.
Fight.
No fighting aboard the ship.
Thing, do the thing that guys do when they fight. Start to cry and go
hug
after
each other.
Hey, man.
You want to fucking fight me, man?
Earlier when I said I want to know where the shuffleboard is, you took a deck of cards and said, bored yet?
Okay, yes. That's true. That's true. That was very funny. That was, I could be quite a wise man
back
in the day if I did something like that. Look, I assure you, you are on a cruise ship.
And this couple, fed up with this man's shenanigans, have put him in a casket, buried him 6 feet underground, and locked the casket. We cut to this man waking up inside the casket.
Oh, this again. Okay. How did you get out of this last time?
Truly the funniest thing possible is to wake up in a coffin that's locked and go, this again.
I would like to see a scene.
Okay.
It's that guy. He's in a coffin. It's the time right before this time that he's waking up in a coffin.
Okay. You're in a coffin. At least you didn't shit yourself this time.
See? Glad I asked.
All right, so Aaron, you think that Benitzi is the one who's telling the truth?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Saying that Cipolla is lying? So...
Wait, no. Wait.
So
only one man can be telling the truth, and the other two must be lying.
That means...
So...
Give me one more second.
One says that two's lying. Two says that three's lying. Three says one and two are lying.
Yes.
So how... Let's see.
Because if C is definitely lying, because that if both of those guys were lying, then that would mean B is telling the truth, which means C is lying.
Huh?
So C is, it's not C.
Well, let me, can I?
Not C? Where? It's me, Indiana Jones. I'll do you in, Hitler, you old Nazi.
Yeah, it's B. B is my answer.
Adel?
I would like to guess who's lying based on their appearance.
Great. So, Erigio, he's kind of swarthy looking, very Mediterranean, thick, curly black hair, big mustache.
Great.
Bitsy, he's kind of swarthy looking. He's got thick, curly black hair, big mustache.
It's two Marios.
And Cipro, he's a little bit different. He's kind of, I would say he's got more of a swarthy look. Very Mediterranean, big black curly hair and a big mustache.
All three are telling the truth.
Yes. All three are telling the truth. They're some of the greatest guys I ever known. They're some of my boys, my best guys.
I would die for these guys.
Shubi,
I'd die for you, Shubi. Fuck you, you watched it. You love the circle.
I only know what that means. Shubi. I only know what that means through memes.
Memes through memes.
So, the answer is Cipola.
No!
Yes. So, it has to be Cipola because if only one person is telling the truth and the first two statements are the same, that means it can't be either one of them. It has to be Cipola, who is has the only statement that is unique.
The first two statements are the same?
Well, yeah. So they're both saying that one other person is lying. I'm saying one other person is lying.
I see.
One person saying one other person is lying, and then the other one saying both people are lying.
That was way more Cipola than we originally thought.
Francis,
don't you forget about me? Cipola Mines.
Okay. I want to see one final scene. We've done a lot of scenes on this one, but I want to see another scene on this one. Who would like to play Erigio?
Erigio. I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay. Adel? Ooh, Adel. You'll be Erigio. Mm-hmm. Aaron, do you want to be Benizzi or Cipola?
Benizzi.
Okay. So Erigio, Benizzi, and I'm going to be Cipola. And we are all three boatmen who are trying to convince our boss, who will, it's ostensibly Casey for these purposes, that we are all telling the truth. We're honest boatmen. No, Erigio, he ruined the Parmesan.
No. Benizio, you say I'm ruining the Parmesan.
No.
He put an inferior cheese in the Parmesan. He cut it.
I cut the Parmesan with...
He cut the cheese.
Hold on.
Hold on, you cut the cheese.
Well, yes.
Well, it's fun.
At least I didn't shit my pants this time.
Okay.
I cut the Parmesan with the Manchego.
Ah, oh, Manchego. Oh. And Benizzi helped them. Benizzi took a big bite of the Manchego and said, "It's a Parmesan. It's a Parmesan." That's what you said, Benizzi.
Cipio, you're the one with your cousin. You're the one fucking your cousin.
Hold on. First of all,
you're the one trying to marry and fuck your cousin, Cipio.
First of all,
don't come after our cheese.
It's not Cipio. It's 3CPO.
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 3CPO. Tricipio, you're the one I tried to cut at your cousin and killing your cousin.
Or to deceive to.
Because you wanted to be with your cousin.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
When we're here, we are a family.
So he's going to try to fuck us. Because he thinks we're the cousin.
Wait.
The cousin.
No, I think of you as brothers. I would never want to marry you. I would fuck you, but I would never want to marry you.
He's a lion.
We're not marry your brothers. You not to marry your brothers?
This is a bad scene.
Sorry.
I think that was authentic. I think that we did that with a lot of authenticity. Okay, so Adel, your experience with this medieval book of riddles, mm-hmm. I want to get just a quick gauge because this is a huge book. There's lots of riddles in it. Quick gauge. Scale of 1 to 10, how much are you enjoying these?
0.
Great. So... You know that's going to only want to make me bring this book back more, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if this helps or hurts, but I like it 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10? Aaron's actually really good at these riddles.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just passionate about them. Good at it.
Just like I'm really good at sex in terms of like I'm passionate.
That's how I'm going to describe this podcast now. They're like, oh, it's a riddles podcast. We're very passionate about riddles.
We're passionate.
Are you good? I'm passionate.
Well, very passionate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything to plug, JPC?
Well, I'm trying to think. Do you know some things that are that – you have seen people do with passion that are not good?
Have you ever seen terrorism. Little kids ice skate?
Yeah, terrorism.
Have you ever seen any kind of little kid sport?
I was going to go more in Aaron's camp, which is like an eighth grade play.
Have
like,
you ever seen a junior production of Annie? Yeah. You can have passion with no talent. You're sharp, Lily.
Yes. What would I like to plug? So you can follow me on Twitter @JPSoFly. You can follow me on Instagram @SharkBarkman. I would also like to plug our Patreon. It's a lot of fun over there. We got a Discord. People are chatting. People are meeting. People are having some drinks. They're mingling. They're making romantic connections. Most people in there are married. It's like Ashley Madison. It's like all cheaters. Everybody's fucking in the Discord. And if you want in on that action, just give us $5 a month. Go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and sign up for our bonus episodes.
I want to plug... English Medieval Times. It was the best of all medieval times was in
Would you
England.
Say it was the best of times?
Italy,
it was the best
maybe.
Times. So I think check that out. Also known as the Dark Ages, I believe. I'm going to get a lot of tweets about that one. Fuck you all. So check that out. Maybe watch Kevin Costner's Robin Hood or, you know, something to just get you in
or
the medieval.
Jamie Lee Foxx's Robin Hood.
Or Martin Lawrence and Black Knight. Yes. All great representations of...
I've seen Black Knight so many times.
British medieval times.
Uh-huh. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10, on Instagram. I'm also on the Herald Team Comet at the IO Theater in Chicago. So if you ever want to see me on that show, you can message me on Instagram and I can give you free tickets. I'm also on a show called Wet Bus on Thursdays at 10 p.m. at the IO Theater every single week. And if you want free tickets to that, just message me on Instagram as well.
Pardon me. I hate to interrupt you, Sir Galileo. I see you observing the night sky in this, the Italian medieval times.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see through your telescope?
Well, I, a moment ago, was looking through a window at a family eating dinner, feeling jealous of how close and warm their house seemed. But also, I saw a planet the other day, and I named it Jupiter.
Why, Galileo?
Why what?
Why Jupiter?
I have a knock-knock joke.
He's a witch!
Started.
The plague!
Bye forever!
Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.